Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The soul is a remarkably powerful concept. It is that part of ourselves holding all we hope, all we have ever wanted to believe from the first day. It is that deep place inside of believing in something greater in ourselves, something greater than ourselves. The soul is where the truth of ourselves pulses. It is a deep inside place where strength and vulnerability coexist equally. It is what makes us human and so much more. So when we hear Mary's opening words in this truly tremendous hymn, "My soul proclaims," we hear her struggle to describe just how profoundly complete this declaration, these words, are meant to be. When the soul proclaims, it is not just the head, the heart, the joy, the hurt, the hope, the angst. It is the whole of who we are. I wonder, what is it that my soul proclaims? Do I even know my soul well enough to hear its belief, its commitment, its core struggle and victory? Mary teaches us. We are only days away from celebrating the reality of God's soul coming among us once and for all in our Emmanuel, Jesus. In the midst of these full, busy, overly scheduled, demanding next few days, let us promise ourselves to stand in the midst of it all with our face toward the sun, hands up and out toward the sides, eyes closed with Mary's words on our lips. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. That's all. No more words. Stand there in this way, in your mind's eye. When in line at the checkout, when caught in traffic, as the children laugh, as the children bicker, when the laundry is on spin, as the bacon sizzles, while the computer is booting up. And just before the Explorer window opens up. For a moment. Just a moment. As a way to drink in the elixir of these last Advent days, allow for a moment on our lips this soul prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord.